Okay, we're on. Let's move it.
Yeah.
Okay. We are on Yudzayin Mabez. We have today's daf is daf Yurches. So let's try to get up to our daf, which has a lot to talk about. Let's try to get to it. Tana. We're about 12 to 15 lines down on Yudzayin Mabez. Tana. HaKohen v'ha'avel mutarin b'giluach. A Kohen and an Avel, still talking about Giluach and Chol HaMoed. A Kohen and an Avel, says the Braisa, is allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Our Mishnah leaves these two out. So first we have to figure out which Kohen and Avel are we talking about. And number two, what's the machlokas between this Braisa and our Mishnah? So, Hai Avel Hechidami. Which type of Avel are we talking about here that is allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed? Ilema Shechal Shmini Shelo Be'erev HaRegel. Are we talking about a case where day 8 of Avelis is on Erev Yantif, day 8 or after or later, meaning we are finished the finished Shiva and day 8 is Erev Yantif, so then he boiled the Gluchay Be'erev HaRegel. So then he already should have gotten a haircut Erev Yantif because he already finished Shiva and he's already on day 8, he already had a day of Shloshim, so therefore he should be able to get a haircut on Erev, he should have gotten a haircut on Erev Yantif. So why would we allow him to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed? So Ela Shachal Shmini Shelo Lias B'Shabbos. Erev HaRegel. It must be that day 8 fell out on Erev Yantif, but it was Shabbos, so he couldn't get a haircut that day. So, says the Gemara, 1 minute. He boy leile geluche Erev Shabbos. He should have gotten a haircut on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, which was day 7 of his Avelis, he also could have been able to get a haircut. Why? Damar of Chisda, Damar Avina Bar Shela, Halacha ka Abishol. The Halacha is like Abishol. What does Abishol say? Abishol says that the last day of Shiva could count both as the last day of Shiva and the first day of Shloshim, because of the concept of Mixas HaYom Kekula, which the Gemara is about to bring in. Part of the day is like the whole day, so you have a little bit of Shloshim, a little bit, so as if the eighth day is an Erev Shabbos. So therefore, just like if we say the eighth day is an Erev Yantif, on a weekday, you should be able to get a haircut that day. So too in this case. Really, everybody agrees to Abishol in that case, that if Erev Yantif is Shabbos, and that's day 8, then he should be able to get a haircut on Erev Shabbos. So Lo Tzricha, the Gemara says, this is really the case that the Bryce is referring to. Shechal Shvi'i Shelo Lios B'Shabbos Erev HaRegel. The seventh day of his falls out on Shabbos Erev Yantif. So now already we have a Machlokas. Tana Brasavar La Ka'abishol. Our Tana holds like, our Tana, which does not put this case in the Mishnah, holds like Abishol, I'm sorry, the Braisa holds like Abishol. The Omer mixes Yom Kekulo. That the part of the day is like the whole day, Yom Shvi, Ololo Lakata Lakan. And day 7, so what's the case here? Again, day 7 is Erev Yantif, which is Shabbos. So on that Erev Shabbos, so it's Shiva and it's Shloshim, so it's as if Shloshim ended before Yantif, but he can't take a haircut because it happens to be Shabbos. V'kiva de Shabbos have anusu, so he is an anus. Therefore, we're not going to allow him to get a haircut on day 6, the day before, but we would allow him to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed itself because that's considered an anus. Tana didan savar like Rabbanan, but our Mishnah, which leaves out this case, holds like the Rabbanan. Da'ami lo amrina miksei b'kulo. The Rabbanan hold. You would not say Mixasim Kekulu in this case. V'yakati lo shalom avelus d'shiva. And so therefore we consider it that Shiva hasn't ended yet because day 7 is on Erev Yantif. So therefore you didn't finish Shiva yet. You didn't even start Shloshim yet. So therefore we're not going to allow him to get a haircut. 2 points. The Emek Bracha says, what did the Rabbanan say? Because it's not considered an ones, because you didn't have Shabbos beforehand. You didn't have Shloshim by day 8. So therefore it should he should be able to get a haircut. Ask the Emek Bracha 1 minute. The whole fact that it's Yantif, isn't that an ones? So if it wasn't Yantif, Shloshim would be over by Chol HaMoed, right? The first day of Yantif would be day 8. So then isn't that the greatest ones in the world? So just like the first sheet to hold that it was because Shabbos was Erev Yantif, it was an ones, so isn't Yantif the greatest ones in the world? So the Emek Bracha just has the Ha'ara that, no, Yantif being an ones is not counted as the ones that we're talking about to allow haircuts. What's an ones? Something else. Jail, Shabbos, something else. You don't count Yantif as the ones. Because then there'd be plenty of, you know, I wish I would have shaved yesterday because it was an ones. Says the Emek Bracha, that's not called an ones. Lo itiru chazal galeches mishahaya anus bikodem haregel ela im sibas haones avra me'atzma beregel lo machmas haregel. Avalim sibas ones lo avra, but it is the regel, so then you wouldn't say that it you wouldn't say that that type of ones works. One. Sorry. You need the shloshit to start. Okay, you need something, but so if you take a wider view of Ones, you might have said that even if shloshim should have started by now, so then you would say that you should be able to get the haircut. That was his question. His question is not. The question is you don't say that. The Rishonim discuss here, because one of the possibilities were that the day 8, that wasn't the Maskana, but at least earlier we said maybe day 8 fell out on Shabbos, which is Erev Yatif. How could the day 8 of a Kvura fall out on Shabbos? That means you bury them the Shabbos before. Right? Because day 1 is Shabbos, then day 8 is going to be Shabbos. So how do you ever have a day 8 that's Shabbos? So one, what Michael just said, Tosfos says, maybe the Tosfos Dirasim Kishachal, it means that you heard about it on a Shabbos. You heard a Shmua Krov on a Shabbos. So that's when Avela started, and therefore that would be enough. But the Rishash asks here, there are some poskim say that Shabbos can never be the first day of Avelos. So again, how do you ever have such a case where day 8 is on Shabbos? So says the Rishash, he quotes from Yechiel in the Tur that Shabbos can never be betchilas minyan. So he says, oh, I have a hechitimsi, says the Rishash. What happens if you started to do Avelos? Let's say somebody has 3 days of Avelos, but then they tell him, you know what? Your karv didn't die. We made a mistake. So he stops doing Avelos. And then a day later, 2 days later, they say, oh yeah, your karv did die. Are you allowed to, fine, you did Avelos, but are you allowed to count the in-between days? Are you allowed to count the in-between days for Avelos? So that's a discussion in the Shach. The Shach says that you may have Saka ol and lo. They do count. They may have Saka do count. But not everybody agrees to that. So says the Rishach, if you argue on that, so that it could be that day 8 could be on Shabbos. Because you have 3 days, then you missed a few days, then whatever you... So you can do the math. Any day you want, it can finish, according to that. So the Rishash says, it must be that those Shittos that say Shabbos cannot be the first day hold, like this case of the Shach. If you say this is the Hechi Timsi, they say like this, against this Shach, that the middle days will not count. Does Shiva start... Do you do Nihu Gavilas to start Shiva? So you could have Tvarmashab at Sin on Shabbos. There's other reasons that maybe day one cannot be Shabbos, according to those Shittos. Okay. Hi Kohen Echidami. So we figured out what the case of Avel was in this Brisa. So what about Kohen? This Brisa says that a Kohen is allowed to get a haircut. And remember, we don't know which Kohen, and we don't know why our Mishnah argues. So Hi Kohen Echidami. What's the case? Ilei Medeshalem Mishmarto Erev Aragel. Are we talking about a case, as we had back in Maseches Titus, that the halacha was one of the Anshei Mishmar are not allowed to get a haircut or shave during the regel, because we want to make sure that they get a haircut before they come to the Beis HaMikdash. That was the case. Say, similar halacha by Chalamoi. So what's the case here that we allow a Kohen to get a haircut on Chalamoi? Is it that his Mishmar finished on Erev HaRegel and Ibayil Gulcher HaRegel, that he should have got a haircut beforehand? So Lotzrichel, the Shalom Mishmar, the Biregel. It must be that the Mishmar finished on Chalamoi itself. So Tana Didan Savar, meaning how do you finish? You always finish on Shabbos. So that's what we're talking about here. It was Shabbos in the middle of Yantif. So Tana Didan Savar. So our Mishnah, which does not list this case, holds Kiva the Tad, since we learned at the end of Maseches Sukkah. Bishlosha Prakha Bashara, how you call Mishmar Shavos. On Yantif, really all Mishmaros worked. Shavos Be'emurei Ragalim, Ubichalok Lechem Apanim. They did certain things that they split up equally. So it's as if, even though this Mishmar finished its week, but because it still is part with all of Klal Yisrael, part of the Avodah, so it's as if it didn't finish. And that's why our Mishnah holds this person, this Kohen, cannot get a haircut. V'tana brasavar, avagav the shayach b'arach mishmaros, are the brisal, no, even though he's still doing involved, Mishmar Temia Shlimalei. But still, his Mishmar finished, and we could say that this was an ones, he didn't have time beforehand, and therefore he's allowed to get a haircut on the regel. Period. Tana Rabbana, next Brisa related. Tosefta, Kol Elu, Sha'amru, Mutar L'Galeach B'Moed, Mutar L'Galeach B'Mei Evlon. Anyone who is allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed is allowed to get a haircut during their Avelos, during Shiva. But Tanya Asurim, is that really true? We have a Brisa that says Asur. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Shila, Ki Tanya Hi Mutar, Ki Bishet Takfuhu Eveilov. You're right. The case that's Mutar is when, right after a person or overlapping. When a person is an Avel, he becomes an Avel again. So it's one after another, so that's where there are separate heterim. Ask the Gemara, Ibisha Takvu, Avela Ma'aria, Kalelo Sha'amru, Afilu Kule Almanami. If it's one Avelis, one after another, so why do you, what, it's only these people that are mutter to get a haircut of Chol HaMoed? Anybody is allowed to get a haircut. If your hair is getting so long because you have two avelus, two in a row. Titania, as the Brisa said, we have this. Takfu avelav zachar zef, you have two in a row. Hich bitzairo mekel batar, umachavis kusa b'mayim. If your hair gets too heavy, you could cut it. And you could even now wash your clothes if you need. So what's the difference? Why does the Brisa limit it to people who could get a haircut? A chol hamoed are allowed to get this haircut in avelus. So ha'itmer Allah amar Rav Chisda, there's still a difference. B'tar v'lo misparayim, b'mayim v'lo b'neser v'lo ba'ohel. All these people, I'm sorry, in general, people still have to do a shinui. They're not allowed to use a regular scissors. They're not allowed to use regular soap when they wash. These people can do it without a shinui straight. Amar Rav Chisda zos omeres, avel aser b'techposes. By the way, you see from here that there are certain people who have a heter to wash during avelus. Mashma, that generally, an avel cannot wash his clothes during avelus. Period. Okay, that's where we should have gotten to yesterday. And now we are up to the new daf. Tana Rabbanan, Yuzayin of Abayz, four lines for the bot. Kishim sha'asur asur amru, asur l'galech b'moed, kach asur litoltsi parnayim b'moed. Div Reb Yehuda, Reb Yosi Matir. Machlokas Tanoim, we allowed to cut our fingernails on chol hamoed. Reb Yehuda said it's asur, just like cutting hair. And why? Because, so you've got a thing, we want to make sure you're kept and you take care of yourself before chol hamoed. Reb Yosi says no, Reb Yosi says there's a difference. Why would there be a difference? What's the difference? So the Rifa quotes two ideas. Number one, well, it's not as noticeable. Not as noticeable. Shehu, well, he has the opposite. He says, Chada shu nivel gadol ashosav lo shchiach sheyenichenu ad hamoed. Maybe it's, you know, if you don't get a haircut for a week, okay, you have a little long hair. But if your fingernails are long, so like, that's a little more noticeable, and therefore, people would normally cut them before the moed. So it's not shchiach. So, and therefore, it's mutter, number one. Number two, says there, it's an important line, because even if you cut them before Yantif, fingernails are the kind of things that even after a few days, you might have to cut them again. So even if you cut them before Yantif, you have to cut them again. So that's why it's not included in the Gzeira. And therefore, it's not a problem. This is the basis also for the heter of, that the Shulchan Aruch says, about washing baby clothes. Why do you wash baby clothes? They all get dirty. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, they're going to get dirty Erev Yantif. You're going to wash Erev Yantif. You're going to have to wash them again anyway. So anything that's a constant need, that even if you took care of before Yantif, you're going to have to take care of it again on Yantif. So that is going to be mutter on Chol HaMoed.
Is this also part
of toenails? We're going to get to that. We're going to get to toenails. So says the first line, Machlokes about Netilas Tziparnai. Continues the Gemara. Ukashem sha'avru amru avel asur l'galech b'me'evlo. Now we have it by avelus. Just like an avel cannot get a haircut, kach asur l'itol sibranayim b'me'evlo, di Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the same thing with his fingernails. He's not allowed to cut them. For Rabbi Yossi, matir. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it is mutter to cut one's fingernails during Shiva. Again, what is this machlokas about? About, well, okay, fine, by chol hamoed, you could say the heterim that we just said. What about Shiva? Why would there be a machlokas about cutting your fingernails during Shivas? The Rishonim say, it's a machlokas about Pshat and a Pasuk. It says, by Yafas Toar, the Asisa es Tziparneha, that we make the Yafas Toar grow her fingernails long. Why do we make the Yafas Toar grow her fingernails long? So it's a discussion in Eval Rabasi, and the Ritva here quotes it, other Rishonim quote it also. Some Tanoim hold that she grows it Mishum Avelus. It's a niyug of avelus to grow fingernails long. What's she being misabel on her parents, on her religion? Different pshatim given in Yafas Toar. But one is mishum avelus. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, who says, that's a niyug of avelus to grow fingernails long. That's pshat v'asa siparneha. Rabbi Yossi says, no, maybe there's another reason. Maybe some say that she should look disgusting to the one who took her back home. Other reasons given, but it's not a niyug of avelus. Nothing to do with avelus. So it's nothing to do with avelus. So then it is, it's not needed to be ninhag by an avel. So it's machlokes. Right? So we'll talk about that also a little bit. But again, the pashas is for a few days, you don't have to cut your fingernails. Okay, that's again machlokas, Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yossi. Machlokas by Cholamoid, machlokas by Avelos. What's the halacha? So Amar Ula, halacha k'devri Rabbi Yehuda ba'avel, halacha Rabbi Yossi ba'mawid. Halacha k'devri Yehuda by Avelos, meaning we're machmer by Avelos and we're mekel by Cholamoid. Shmuel Amar, no. Halacha Rabbi Yossi ba'mawid uba avel. We're mekel in both cases, Cholamoid and by Avelos. The Amar Shmuel, halacha k'divrei hameikel ba'avel. Since we say, a famous line, the halacha is k'divrei hameikel by avel. First of all, which avelus are we talking about here? About the potential iser of cutting. So the Rambam and the Rif both understand this as shloshim. Shloshim, not just shiva. The Torah calls other opinions that it's just shiva, but the Rambam holds it's even shloshim. What do we pask in halacha l'maisa? It's halacha k'divrei hameikel. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch and Tavkuf Lamed Beis, Shulchan Aruch says, by Chol HaMoed at least, we'll get to Avelos afterwards. The Shulchan Aruch said at the beginning of Tavkuf Lamed Beis, Mutter li tol tziporanayim beim diyad beim diregel afilu b'misparayim. The Shulchan Aruch has makel, even with the regular scissors, you can cut your fingernails during Chol HaMoed. Says the Rama, Yesh machmirim v'yosrim, some are machmir and asir, in the normal way. V'chein ha-minag l'hachmer shlo litzlan beim besakin beim b'misparayim. Right, you're not allowed to. The Mishnah Berurah explains. If you want to do it, if you want to use your teeth or hands with a shinui, so then, okay, because it's not going to come out so kept if you do it that way. But then the Rama adds, unless, litzorach mitzvahs tevila, shenoma kadarka machol. If a woman has to go to the mikvah during Chol HaMoed, she cuts in the normal way. There's some poskim in Yaradei, in Hilchas Nida, you have to ask a non-Jew, Amir la'akum. No, the Rama paskins straight up. No, notlin kedarkam b'chol, when it comes to a tefillas mitzvah, so then you're allowed to cut the fingernails normally on Chol HaMoed. It's not going to come up during Shiva, because woman does, or we don't go to the mikvah during when the woman is in Shiva. But otherwise, that's the sheet of the Ramah.
That's true even if you cut them before Chol HaMoed?
That's true. That's the Mishnah Berurah discusses. What happens if you cut them before Chol HaMoed? I think he paskins mutter. Yes, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that, from based on the Magen Avram, that if you did cut them right beforehand, then you would be able to cut them on Chol HaMoed itself in the normal way. So it says here, Halacha k'divrei hameikel ba'avel. It's a big discussion. Where does this come from? We have this by Erev also. Halacha k'divrei hameikel ba'erev, Halacha k'divrei hameikel ba'avel. It was always like the divrei hameikel. That's a general rule whenever you have a machlokes. So the Rishonim say this applies at most probably to the machlokes tanoim. You don't say whenever you have Shiloh and Hilchas Avelos, Halacha k'divrei hameikel ba'avel. You don't always say that. Sometimes you do. Sometimes you do. But it specifically applies, the Ritva and others say it here, it applies to machlokos tanoim. A. B. The Tosfos in Meseches Erevin on Daf Mem Vav says this is not based on the principle of Safek Drabban Lakula. Because even if, let's say, it's the first day of Avelos, and many Rishonim hold Avelos Yom Rishon is Daraisa, says Tosfos, you'd still say Halacha k'divrei hameikel ba'avel. This is not based on the principle of Safek Drabban Lakula. It's a separate Mesora, part of the rules that we were given and had a Paskin, Halacha k'divrei hameikel. And even says Tosfos, Yachid against a Rabbim. But that might even be a rule breaker. Even one person against the majority, still, you still might say, Halacha k'divrei hameikel ba'avel. That's Tosfos Aninus, I think, is a question. It's a question whether it applies to Aninus. At least to Avelos afterwards, even Avelos Yom Rishon, is Halacha k'divrei hameikel ba'avel. The Ramban, later on, in Moedka and Daf Chaf, argues. The Ramban seems to say, no, this is based on the principle of Safek Drabban Lakula, and therefore, even by Erev, if he applies the same logic, it would only be in the world of Drabbanan. It's just a unique application of Safek Drabban Lakula. Again, that is a machlokas, but again, it's a separate principle in the Gemara. So it seems like it would be even by Doraisas like Tosfos says. Okay. Weiter, Pinchas, Achua de Mar Shmuel, Isra Bei Milsa, Pinchas, the brother of Shmuel, became an Avel. So obviously, he became an Avel somehow that Shmuel was not an Avel. Somehow from the other, his wife, or somehow that his brother was not an Avel. Half-brother, maybe. Ol Shmuel, the Mishal Taim Amine. Shmuel comes in to schmooze with him, to make him feel good. Chazin hu letufri da havin afisha. And Shmuel sees that his brother's fingernails are very long. He sees that he didn't cut them. Omer lei, lamailo shakatu luhu. Why don't you cut your fingernails? Omer lei, ibiti de havi, mi mezalzel spe kule hai. If you were sitting shiva, would you be mezalzel so much, cutting your fingernails? Says the Gemara, Havi Kishkagash Yosef Afnei HaShalit, it came out of his mouth, and the Isra Be'emilsa to Shmuel, by saying those words, hey, if you'd be an Avel, you wouldn't be so careful. Shmuel became an Avel. So, continuing the story, all Pinchas Achua. Actually, let's stop here for a minute. This is a concept of watching our words. This is some have a very machmed about Ayin Hara, but more so, let's wait with Altitha Pela Satan in a minute. Just one tshuva that was pointed out to me. The tshuva of the Chasam Sofer in Shin Mem Vav. Shin Mem Vav, the end of Yerodea, he writes this tshuva to his father-in-law, Rav Kiva Eger. Mori Chami, Gon Amofis, Hadar HaKadosh, Yisrael, Rav Kiva Eger, Avbezdin, Posen, etc. He says, I got your letter. You asked me two questions in Ilchas Avelis. I jump backwards. Because I'm very careful. I worry about these things, this ayin hara stuff, and this, as the Gemara says, if you worry about it, you got to be careful about it. The Gemara had him psachim. V'yamarti ha'avar charafti asher yagarti bi ki mishpatecha tovim. And I was very worried. I opened your letter. I see there's questions about avelis, and I said, oh my goodness. He says, you said it, you're the Gadol Hadar. And I became an Avel right then. I got a letter right after that I found out about my mother, that she had passed away. He says, right after I got this letter. So he says, this is what happened. This is the power of a tzaddik. And then he says, but while I was an Avelus, now I can already look into your Shilas, and what else is going to happen? And yesterday I got up, and I'm sending you this letter back. So be ma'ayin it on a time when you can, like on Tisha B'Av. He says, you can look at this letter. Or Tisha B'Av Shechol B'Shabbos, he says then, and Bila Mavis Lanetzach, etc. So he's saying, Halach Alamaisa, the Chasam Sofer, writes in the Shuva, that he became an Avel, Shkaka Yosef Lefnei HaShalit, when the words came out of the mouth of Rabbi Kiva Eger. So the Gemara continues that Shmuel became an Avel. Oh, Pinchas Achul is Mishal Taima Mineh. So what happens? So the other thing. Now Shmuel, his brother, comes and visits Shmuel. Pinchas comes and visits Shmuel, who just became an Avel. Shaklinu l'tufrei chaptinu l'ape. Shmuel takes his cut fingernails and throws it at him when he walks into the room. He's all very so upset at him. Amar leid, he says to him, Les lecha bris krusel esfatayim. Don't you believe in the principle that there was a covenant that was set with the lips? Meaning the lips have so much power. Damer biyochanan minayin shabris krusel esfatayim. How do you know? Shneimar v'yomar Avram al na'arav. Avram tells the Yishmael, Shulu chapeu v'achamar. Stay here with the donkey. Va'ani v'hanar nelcha atko. I and Yitzchak will go. V'nishtachave v'nashuva aleichem. And we will return. Meaning, he says that this is in the good, in the Hilatov. He says it's going to happen, and it does happen. This Taya Milsa, the Hadar Travayu. They both returned. So Shmuel says, don't you hold to that? I'm so upset at you. It's the end of the story. We don't know exactly what else happened. Rashi quotes here that, doesn't say it in the Gemara, but it must be that after he threw the fingernails at him, he must have gathered them up. Because we're going to have in a minute that a tzaddik doesn't throw his fingernails. So it must be that Shmuel gathered them up afterwards. Tosfos asked, the top Tosfos, why? Two questions. Number one, what's the Raya the Gemara brings? Bris Krusilis Vatayim. That's Latov. Maybe it doesn't apply Lara. Maybe only Latov if this is a concept. Who said it applies Lara? A. B. What about the principle of Al Tiftach Pela Satan? You know, why are you quoting this Bris Krusilis Vatayim? We know there's another principle the Gemara quotes. Al Tiftach Pela Satan. Why does the Gemara quote that? Tosfos does not answer. The Marsha suggests that maybe Al Tiftach Pela Satan is only when you include yourself. You say something about yourself, that's where Al-Tiftach Pela Satan happens. That's where the Satan starts prosecuting. Why? Because, says the Marsha, Al-Tiftach Pela Satan is based on Hodas Baldin Kmei Edim Dami. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't have Rachamim. Hodas Baldin, you said it. But if you don't say it about yourself, then Hodas Baldin doesn't work, and that's why that principle cannot be quoted here. It's only Bris Krusel Esfasai. Another answer given by the Ian Yaakov, one of the Achronim in the Ein Yaakov, suggests maybe only Bishas Sakana. Do we say Al Tiftach Pela Satan? If you're ready, it's in a dangerous situation, then Al Tiftach Pela Satan, because then that's gonna push it overboard. But if you don't think, Shmuel didn't think he was gonna become an Avel, you know, wasn't a dangerous situation. So therefore, maybe that principle wouldn't have applied. Two answers given to Tosfos Kasha. Continuing, they thought that when Shmuel allowed to cut fingernails during Shiva, that was only fingernails and not toenails. Amr of Anna Bar Tachlifa. No, it really doesn't make a difference. Even toenails. Amr of Chibar Ashi Amarav. Ubik Nustara Asur. But it cannot be done with a regular scissors. This is where the Ramah gets his shita from. that it should not be done with regular scissors. Even the question, is this referred to Chol HaMoed, Avelus? We were just talking about Avelus. The Rama obviously understands it as even about Chol HaMoed, because that's how he paskins the halacha that we read before in Shulchan Aruch. Period. I was once in front of Rabbi Yochanan in the Beis Medrash on Chol HaMoed. He bit his nails with his teeth, and he threw them. That's the story. I learned three things from Rabbi Yochanan's actions. Number one, I see you allowed to cut your nails on Chol HaMoed, at least with a shinui, with your teeth, right? The cutting, even if one, we discussed this in Hilchos Shabbos, even if one is in the habit of biting nails, halachically, that's called a shinui. That's why Shabbos is only going to be asked to be Drabanan, and that's why it's considered a shinui for Chol HaMoed as well. So number one, you're allowed to on Chol HaMoed. Shma mina ein bahen mishum mius. Number two, is that disgusting? To do what? To buy your nails in public? To throw them? Exactly, unclear exactly what the mius aspect was, but to do something. Shma mina mudal zarkan. And number three, you're allowed to throw them. You're allowed to throw them, because that's what he did. So ask the Gemara, Aini, is this really true that you're allowed to throw them? Vatanya, didn't we learn in a Braisa? Shlosha dvarim nemru b'tzi pranayim. Three things are said about fingernails. Hakovra and tzaddik, if you bury them, you're a tzaddik. Surf on chassid, if you burn them, you're a chassid. Zorkan rasha, you throw them, you're a rasha. So it's not a good, you're not allowed to throw them. Why? What's kovra to the halal? The post can say that, let's say, flushing them in the bathroom, bizman hazeh, has the status of kovran. So if you want to be makpid to, after you cut your fingernails, you could be flush them, and then that will be a kiyum. Time am I. So what's the reason that if you throw them, you're a rasha? What are you doing so bad? Shema tavar alayim isha ubra v'tapil. Maybe a pregnant woman will walk by, and it's dangerous for the pregnant woman to walk over cut fingernails. Talk about that in a minute. Say, how did Rabbi Yochanan do it? Answers the Gemara, no. Isha bei medrash alo shchicha. No, an isha, what's up, isha? Woman's not in the base medrash. So therefore, there's no worry that she's going to come. V'chitema zimnin demichlashi luhu v'shadi luhu avroi. Maybe at one time, and now you're going to clean up the nail, you're going to throw them out the window, and a woman's going to walk past the window. So what about that? Kiva d'ishchini ishchini. The halacha is, no, once the nails have moved, both in place, from where they were cut, and in time, there's been a delay, so they don't have that dangerous power anymore, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. Period. So that's how he was able to do it.
Is it Ayin Hara?
What is this? So there is an idea that I quoted, I think, I don't remember when, months ago, years ago maybe, and that is from the Elio Rabba. It's quoted here in the Eitz Yosef. What is in the Eitz Yosef? What exactly is going on? Why the fingernails? What's the symbolism? The Elio Rabba quotes that Kodem Chet Adam Harishon Hayim Albusho Tziporen. Before the Chet of Adam Harishon, when they were still in Gan Eden, the Adam and Chava had a protective covering around them, like a whole nail, like the fingernail material around their whole bodies. They had this protective layer. Ukishachata, and when they sinned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away this protective layer from them and only left them with the fingernails. That's the only thing left from our protective layer from before the Chet. So really, these fingernails remind us of the Chet. This is the only thing we have left. And since the woman, Chav, is the one that caused Adam to eat from it, that's why she's more prone to danger. You can even add, he doesn't say this, but that's why Dafka, part of her onesh was the Etzav Tehiz Libanim, and part of the childbirth aspects, that's why Dafka, pregnant woman, is the one who has danger when she walks over them. So Api Kabbalah, that is what's suggested. Yeah. What's it? Sarai? It's a good question. It's a different makoros. From here, it's obvious that tzaddik sounds like a higher level, but that's a question. Tzaddik chassid. Yesterday we had that we had chassidim, or the ma'ara of the chassidim and the ma'ara of the dayanim, right?
So, by giving staka,
right? It's a different level. So you have to know the context here. Chassid is higher. Interesting. Another point. Halachic point. Sharnim Balacha makes this one ha'ara. It's a big discussion in the poskim. What does he say here? What's a woman doing in the base medrash? Is that a vadai? It's probably a rove. Rove! Is it miyat? Maybe sometimes a woman's going to come into the base medrash. Some stories in the Gemara, sometimes a woman comes into the base medrash. But it sounds like it's a rove. There's a big discussion in the poskim. When you have something that's asur mishum sakana, and not because of isser. Asur mishum sakana. Do the same rules of following the rove and bittul apply? Where is this discussed? It's discussed in Kuf Tezayin and Yeredeya by eating fish and meat. Fish and meat together. Gemara Pesachim says it's also mishum sakana. Quoted in Shulchan Aruch. We don't eat fish and meat together. Separate fish spoons, fish forks. So that's us mishum sakana, because there was a danger. There's no danger anymore today. Poskim say, okay, still that's the halacha. That's the halacha quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The question is, what happens if a little fish falls into your chicken soup? Do regular laws of bittul apply? Or do you say, no, sakana is much more chamur? Says the Taz and Kufte Zayin, laws of bittul do not apply to sakana. This is more chamur, and therefore, it's going to be usur, even if there's shishim connected the dot. What do you mean, poison? If you have a little poison in your soup, you're going to eat it? You're not going to eat it. Poison, that's not subject to bittul. So the Taz and Kufte Zayin Beis and Yaradeya says, Sakanta Chamira Meisura, and therefore laws of bittul do not apply. The Shachler and the Kudas HaKasef says, of course it applies. What's the Taz's Raya? Taz's Raya is that you talk about Mayim Gluyim, right? Putting eris, putting the poison into big barrels of water, the Gemara talks about. Why isn't it batal? No, by sakana it's not batal. The Shach and the Nekudas HaKasef there and the Piskei Tshuva that discusses, no. There's a bill. Well, it's eres, you know, poison, venom is different. That spreads. That spreads throughout. But regular Isurim, the case of the fish, the case of other, so therefore regular laws of bittul would apply. It's machlokas aposkim. You look in Kufte Zayin in Yaradeya. The Sharnim Basyana Balacha just quotes here, he thinks this is a raya that it does apply. Because what, a woman, something, what, this is asim shub sakana, these fingernails, it's not vadai. Most of the time a woman might not come. But there is still a miyut, so you see regular laws of bittul and rove apply to cases of sakana. Okay? That's the ha'ara of these. We have a Kabbalistic ha'ara and a halakhic ha'ara on this the last few lines. Weiter. Am Rav Yehuda Marab, Zugba Mechamsun Lefnei Rebbe, Yemar Zuh Shemasni, Zugba Mechamsun Lefnei Rebbe. Either this is a statement of Rav or it's of Raisa, that a pair of people came from Chamsun to Rebbe, Ubikshu Renutzi Pranayim. They asked him, can we cut our nails? Machlokas Rishonim, is this Cholamoed or is this Avelus? Rashi says Avelus. The Hitulahem, and he allowed them. The Imbikshu Bimenu Safa Hitulahem. And I understood from there, the one quoting the story says, that had they asked him to cut their mustache, he would have also allowed that too. Ushmuel Amar, Imbikshu Bimenu Safa. They did ask him, the Hitulahem, and he allowed them. Amar, let's finish first, and we'll talk about it. Amar Avital Safar Mishvei the Rav Safar Mizavis Lozavis. We're talking about the mustache that's on top of the mouth. Mizavis Lozavis. Amar Rabbi Ami Ubisafa Hamakeves, and we're talking about the part of the mustache that prevents you from eating properly. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Lididi Kisafa Hamakeves Dami Li. I'm an Istinus, and my whole mustache gets in the way of my eating, so I have to cut my entire mustache. Period. There is a three-way machlokas Rishonim. About Shiva. Let's say your mustache is preventing you from eating. So, what do we say about when you're allowed to cut it? So the most us machmer shita is the Raivid. The Raivid says it's usser even during shloshim. A. The opposite extreme, the Ramban, it's mutter even during Shiva to cut one's mustache. And the middle shita is the Ritz Geis, quoted in the Rishonim here, and that is, it's usser during Shiva, and it's mutter during shloshim. That's the sheet of the Ritz Geis. What's the svar of the Ritz Geis? So the Achronim explain that during Shiva, there's a kiyum to be uncomfortable. Be uncomfortable. So even if it's preventing your eating, it's going to be usser. Because you have to be uncomfortable during Shiva. You want to take a shower. You feel gross. Doesn't matter. That's the point of Shiva, to feel uncomfortable. In shloshim, though, the idea is just not to have... not to feel good. You don't have to feel bad, but it's not just to have extra hana'a, tainug. So therefore, you're allowed, if it's preventing you from eating, so that's why you're allowed to cut it. Those are the three levels in the Rishonim. Rav Soloveitchik used this to explain why he, in his view, some other postmen as well, why you're allowed to shave during Shiva. Shiva is going to be worse than Shloshim. And most Shiva is going to be Yud Beis Chodesh. And most Shiva, I'm sorry, not Shiva, during Svira. Svira, can you shave during Svira? So he suggested that Svira is not going to be worse than Shloshim. And what do you see in the Ritz Geis? And the Ritz Geis holds that if somebody's uncomfortable, that's not a kiyum of Shloshim. Shloshim is only about not getting tainug. But if it's uncomfortable to a person, so then they're allowed to do it. Ma'akeves ha'achila. So Svira and Moses is going to be like Yud Beis Chodesh. So if somebody lives in a society when they're uncomfortable with not shaving, after 1 or 2 days it hurts, it's uncomfortable, it itches them, so then he felt that one could shave during Svira as well. Again, shaving during Chol HaMoed, that was the discussion at the beginning of the parak. During Svira, it's a separate issue, but he brought a raya from this machlokes, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin like the Ritz Geis. Shulchan Aruch Paskin. So that svara seems to be the halacha. Okay, weiter. Yamar Avital Safra Mishay the Rav, another statement to the name of the same person. Parashai b'mei Moshe. The paro in the name of Moshe. Paro was the name of the position, not just the name of the person. So that's why it says paro in the time of Moshe. Hu ama, he was an ama tall, vizakeno ama, and his beard was an ama. He was a caricature of himself, right? His beard was longer than, went down to the floor. Uparmashtiku ama, and his Aver HaZachar was also an ama. Vizeres, a little longer. Lakai meshenemer, ushval anashim yikim Allah, to say that a lowly man I will put over you. Meaning such a short little guy is going to rule over the entire world. It's like a joke. That was Paro. Yomar Avitol Savar Mishay the Rav Parsha B'mei Moshe Amgushi Haya. Paro was an Amgushi. What's an Amgushi? So Rashi quotes the Gemara we had back on Masechta Shabbos. Either Amgushi means he made himself like a god. He went to the river in the morning. Nobody saw him go to the bathroom. Or it means he was a Mechashev. He was a magician. Shnei Amari Neyosei Amayman. He either did magic at the water or he acted like a god by the water. V'chulu. Ela Mechapsin B'moi. Back to the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. These are the items that you're allowed to wash on Chol HaMoed. These are the people who are allowed to wash on Chol HaMoed. Habam Medina Sayam. Somebody comes to Medina Sayam. Amar Basi Amar Yochanan. Misha Ein Lo Alachal Gachon Mutal Lachasu B'Chol HaMoed. Somebody who only has one shirt and it got dirty, you're allowed to wash on Chol HaMoed. So why isn't that case in the Mishnah? Masav Rav Yirmiyah Elam Chavzit B'Moed. Habam Medina Sayam B'Chulu. Our Mishnah has a whole list of people who are allowed to wash their clothes on Chol HaMoed. Hani in Misha Ein Lo Alachal Gachalo. So it must be our Mishnah argues, because our Mishnah does not have this case of a person just with one shirt. No. Let me explain to you our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is not talking about that case. In a case where you have two who's allowed to wash their shirts, but with one, of course that's mutter, our Mishnah is not talking about that case. Period. Next, Shalach Rav Yitzchak Bar Yaakov Bar Giyuri Mishmeid Rav Yochanan Klei Pishton Mutu Lachasu B'Chol HaShamoed. Linen clothing you're allowed to wash on Chol HaMoed. That's not really a tircha, Rashi says on Amud Beis. Therefore, it's mutter. Matzav Rava. Rava says 1 minute. Again, it's not in our Mishnah. Mitzvchos Hayadayim and Mitzvchos Hasaparim, hand towels and towels that are used by the barber. Hani in Klei Pishton Lo. Again, our Mishnah does not say Klei Pishton is mutter. So should we say that means that it's usur? So I'm like, no, Mastiza feel the Sharmine. Our Mishnah is saying even other materials which are a tircha, the following people are allowed to wash. But don't make any diukim from our Mishnah. Omer bar Hadaya, Ladidi Chazile, Yam Eshel Tveria. I used to see the Yam of Tveria, which might mean the Kinneret. Demafki la Mishichli, Demani, Kitna, Bechol Demo Hadaya. I saw people carrying, yeah, big bowls, big containers of big day pishton to go wash in the Kinneret, in the Yam of Tveria. So doesn't that prove that it's mutter? It's Maskel Abaya. Malei Malan de Berto Chacham Mavdi. Who says that the rabbis were happy about that? Dilma Shalom Berto Chacham Mavdi. You can't always prove halacha from people's actions, right? Sorry? What? Sometimes we see Pukkazi, my Amad Debar, in terms of if we have a question about something. We're trying to prove something, but Vadois. So here, there, we don't. The other question that Rishonim ask is maybe the Chachamim just felt Mutav Shei Shogegin, right? But it was really, so how do you know that the, I gave the answer before I gave the question. So it says, maybe they didn't go Beretzon Chachamim. What do you mean? Wouldn't the Rabbanan have said something? So the answer is no. Maybe they would have said Mutav Shei Shogegin. They would have said people aren't going to listen anyway, so let them do it. Okay, but there's no raya from that case. But you're right. You have to figure out when do you say Pukhazi Mayama Dabar versus this case when we say there's no raya. Mas Nisan. Okay. Elu Kosvin B'Moed. The following items can be written on Chol HaMoed. Tosva says, because all of these are Dover Ha'ovid. Tosva says, all these cases, because maybe the witnesses that you need or the people involved might die. Tosva says, and therefore it's the Dover HaAvid, you got to do this today. The Rambam seems to say, no, this is Sarchei Rabin. Two reasons why the following things are mutter. So what are they? Kiddushi Nashim, writing a shtar kiddushin. Woman can get married three ways, Kesef Shtar Bia, writing a shtar, Hare At Mekudesh Esli. You give it to the woman. So Kiddushi Nashim can be done on Chol HaMoed. Even though some Rishonim say, can you be Mekadesh B'Kesef? So just give money. There's no tzorich to write this. Maybe he doesn't want to. Maybe he only has a little bit of money, and he'd rather give a shtar, give a little money as a bizayon. What, to give a penny? So he'd rather go through Kiddushi Shtar. Kiddushi Shtar, that's the need. V'gittin, and gittin, v'shovrin. A shovr is a receipt, either for financial matters, or even for a get. Shovrin, daidaki, that means a will, a tzavosh shchivmira. Even though Rabbi Yashiv says that really, me'ikar adin, when a shchivmira, somebody's on his deathbed, says something, it's it's automatic. You don't have to write it down. But here's just lamaisa. People might forget it. It's not that you need the writing to make it chau, but people might forget it. Matana, shtar matana, prisbalin, a prisbo can be written. A prisbo, which is a shtar that prevents loans from being hushmat by shvius, can be written a chalamoid. Igros shum, the igros mazon. Letters of estimation by best and how much something is worth. The igris mazon and letters saying that different people have to support their stepdaughters also can be written a chalamoed. Shtar chalitza, the star that says a chalitza took place. Miunin, a star that says miun took place. Miun is the walking out of a marriage midurabanan by the woman. If a woman it does not have a father, she cannot be married on a daraisa level. Her mother and brothers can marry off on a drabbanon level, but she could just leave. That's called miyun. She does not need a get, because that's only a nisun midrabbanon. The shtarei berurin, and a shtar where bezdin decides who's going to get which portion of what. Gzeris bezdin, the psak din, the igershel rishus. And letters of rishus. What does that mean? Rashi says, sivi v'kiyim shel shilton, letters to the government. The Ritva says, that doesn't mean stam letters. Ritva says it means letters. You write a letter to your friend. Igros shel rishus. That's the Ritva says that. And if you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, Tav Kuf, Mem, Hey, Sif, Hey. Right, this is the days when people used to still write letters. Right, we don't have that. Bisman Azeh. What's a letter? What's a letter? What's a stamp? Right, in our days, we know what an email is, but not a letter. But anyway, says the Machlokas Mechab and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch Matirs. The Ramah says, Yesh Oshrin B'she'el HaShalom. B'nohagu L'hachmir. Afilu B'ksiv HaShalanu. Mr. Brewer says, if you want to, other Achronim say L'kula. Again, if you want to, so then you have some flexibility. But that's the question, what exactly does this mean? Margolis HaShas quotes a story that when the Chazon Ish was younger, he was very quiet. People didn't know he was a gadol. So he says one time he went to a convention of Rabbanim. He sat on the edge of the table, just sitting there quietly, and Rav Itzala was giving the Zecher Yitzchak was giving a shiur, and he says, he starts talking about Prizbol, and he says, obviously a Prizbol was always written at the end of the year. So the Chazon Ish jumps up and says, no, it's a Mishnah against. So that everybody's, who's this guy? Who's this person? They say, what do you mish? He must be a Mishnah Jew. He must be a Mishnah Jew. So he says in Yiddish, Anachna lo Yehudim shel Mishnayis. We're Zen and Nishkai Mishnayis Yiddin. No, we're not Mishnayis Yiddin. You don't have to be answering, he says, which Mishnah? He says, our Mishnah. He says, you're allowed to write a Prizba Cholamoid. Cholamoid is not at the end of the year. Cholamoid, you only got two. Sukkis, Pesach. Twice, Mefurish Mishnas. They realized who he was. So Rav Itzala went and then sat down right next to the Chazon Ish at the edge of the table. He says, I'm sitting next to you. I'm on your team. So that's the Chazon Ish proof from here that a Prizba is not written at the end of the year. What's the background to the Mishnas? That's, I mean, writing. Writing is malacha. Writing is...
There's a lot of malachas.
Writing is malacha. Malachas are mutter. Litzarech hamoe. Litzarech. Every malacha that's mutter is because you need it. Sternbach spoke about driving. Cooking is ochal nefesh. I mean, every malacha that we do is mishum etzarech. So here too, either it's davar ha'avid or it's tzarech rabim. Either one. Yeah. Right. If you garish just means any letter, the Ritva says maybe it's because there is some type of tzorach. You know, so your parents are worrying about you. They want to know that that you made it okay. So you can write a letter. I'm sorry? You're not getting it. Depends how fast the mail is. Omar, okay, Omar Shmuel, here we go. Okay, a lot to say on today, but we're doing okay. Mutter la'aris isha b'chol shomoed. You're allowed to get Kiddushin is the first stage of a Jewish marriage. It's not engagement. That's not really a good translation. The first stage marriage is Kiddushin and then Nisuin. Kiddushin is the Kinyan elements, and Nisuin is the afterwards, the Chuppah. So Shmuel says a person could get married stage one, Eris and Achol HaMoed. Why would you have thought otherwise? Because it's like Mekachu Memkar, says the Ritva. It's like a Kinyan. So if you can't do that Achol HaMoed, but why are you allowed? Shema Yikadmenu Acher. Because if not, maybe somebody else will jump in. Maybe this woman has her eyes on another man as well. And therefore, maybe somebody's going to get her before you. Let's say there's a riot to this, to Shmuel, because the Mishnah says, Kiddushin Nashim. The Mishnah says you can write a Shtar Kiddushin on Chol HaMoed. My life Shtar Kiddushin, which doesn't mean an actual Shtar Kiddushin. And this proves that you must be because you could use it today. So Lo says the Gemara, there's no riot from our Mishnah Shtar Psikta. It could be that what our Mishnah is referring to is the Shtar, which is the agreement between the two parents, what we call the Tznayim, to be able to support the children. That's what we're talking about. Kama atanosu the bitcha kach vakach. How much are you giving to your son? Such and such. Kama atanosu the bitcha kach vakach. Amdu v'kitshu. Once there's a verbal agreement between the parents, and then the kiddushin takes place, kanu, then the commitments are binding. Hein hein adrama nikna ba'amira. These things are from the items that are nikna just by a verbal agreement. Period. So there's no raya from the Mishnah. Yeah? Lema Messiah, let's say there's a raya from the Mishnah we had earlier on Daf Ches. So there we go. Enosu nashim b'moed. You can't get married. Nisuin l'chala moed. Lo b'sulos v'al manas lo miyam and b'esha simchi lo. We spoke about that. Ema arvin simcha b'simcha. Hala ari shari. So let's be medayi from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says only nisuin is usur. But kiddushin would be mutter. The Gemara says no. Maybe there's no raya. Lo mi boy kamar. Really, erisin could also be usur. There's no raya from the Mishnah. Lo mi boy la'aris d'lo ka'avin mitzvah. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that not only erisin, which is not a mitzvah, that for sure you cannot do on chala moed, ela afilu lisanami, to kavod mitzvah aser. The chiddush of that Mishnah is that even nisuin, which is a mitzvah, which is what mitzvah? Rashi says puravu, nisuin isn't a mitzvah itself, but nisuin is not a mitzvah, is a mitzvah, even that is aser to do on chala moed. So the big kasha on this line is the shita of the Rambam. Right, the Rush says that kiddush is not a mitzvah, not a problem. The Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs, beginning of Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam says that kiddushin is a mitzvah. How does he read this Gemara? Erisin delo ka'avid mitzvah. So the Rabbi Avraham and Rambam was asked this question. The son of the Rambam, Kesef Mishnah, beginning of Hilchos Ishus, is quoted. So it says it means that it's the tchilas mitzvah. Even the Rambam agrees that kiddushin is not a mitzvah independently. Tchilas mitzvah doesn't sound that way from the Rambam. The Rambam counts it as a separate mitzvah. Okay, he throws in Ali de Chuppah, but it sounds like Kiddushin is a separate mitzvah. The Chasam Sofer says it's just a Havamina here. We're going to reject this Lamaskana, so it's only a Havamina. Rav Rosenzweig once said that maybe, what does it mean, Deloka Avid Mitzvah? Deloka Avid Mitzvah means there's no mitzvah for this very second to get married today, Erisin. There's no count pressure. They have to do it today. That's what it means. Erisin, Deloka Avid Mitzvah, because it's not going to lead you to anything. Nisuin, there's pressure, because every moment can be Puravu. Every second after Nisuin, you can live with your wife and you get puravu. So maybe that's what it means. Lo mi boy, not only Erisin, which is not a mitzvah to do right now, you could do it tomorrow, unlike Nisuin, which is a mitzvah right now. Either way, it's a big discussion. Just have 2 more minutes, let me just finish. It's a big discussion how the Rambam fits into this Gemara. So, but again, there's no raya from that Mishnah. Tashma, son of Eishmuel, ma'arsin of Elokonsin. So we have a brayso that says beferish. You're allowed to do kiddushin on Chalamoid, but not Nisuin. Vein osin Seudas Erisin, but you can't make the Seuda of Erisin on Chalamoid, because that is Simcha, below Miyabin, and you can't do Yibum, Mibleshi Simcha Hilo Shmamina, because it is a Simcha for him. Period. Is it really true that Shmuel holds the reason you could do Kiddush on Chalamoid is because you're worried somebody else is going to get this woman? What are you talking about? V'yamar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, this is the Sugi and Shas of Basheret. Bashert, is there such a thing as Bashert? Here we go. So says Shmuel, b'chol yom v'yom baskol yotiz v'meres bas ploni l'ploni sadi ploni l'ploni. Every day a baskol goes out and says such a woman is supposed to marry such a man and such a field belongs to such a person. So what do you mean somebody else is going to get her? Nobody else can get her. The baskol went out already. So Ella says the Gemara, what does Shmuel really mean? Ella shemi kadmenu acher barachamim. Maybe somebody else will be maktumim rachamim. Meaning what? In tefillah, says the Ritva, tefillah has the koach to change gzardinim, even in terms of marriage. Ki had the Rava Shamel who gavred the Bayrachme, like Rava once heard a person davening, the Amr tizdamali planisa, oh, I wish I could marry that girl. Amr lelo ti Bayrachme yachi, you shouldn't daven like that. Ichazio lechalo azlamina. If you're supposed to marry that girl, you'll marry her. Don't worry about it. V'ilo kafarta b'Hashem. And if you're not supposed to marry her, then your tefillah is not going to be answered. And it's going to lead to kfirah, because you're going to think, oh, Hashem doesn't listen to my tefillahs. So you're not supposed to daven like that. Basar hachi, later on, shami t'kamar, o iu lemus mikama, o iu temus mikame. Well, here's the guy say, either she should die or I should die, because I can't take it anymore if I'm not going to be able to marry her. So Amar Lei Lava Mina Lachola Tchala Milsa Haki. Shmuel says, "I told you to stop davening. Look what this led you to make such a crazy comment. I'd rather die." Period. Rashi says, "What's going on here with the story?" So Rashi says, "That's what Shemi Kamenu Barachamim means. It means maybe somebody else is going to." Rashi says, "Not that you're going to lose your shidduch, but Rashi says because maybe if you don't allow kiddushin, so somebody's going to have this type of tefillah and it's going to lead to somebody dying." So that's how Rashi reads the Gemara. Period. But this discussion. We have to stop here. But this is the issue of Basheret. How much is your Basheret for you and not for you? Just one other final finish with the Rav Shach that we mentioned about 2 months ago in Maseches Tainis. The Gemara says in Tainis, three people ask Shaloka Hogan. And two of them were answered properly and one not. Shaul, and Shaul with David, whoever kills Goliath, will get my daughter. And number two was Eliezer and Avraham. And number three was Yiftach. So Eliezer and Shaul were answered properly, not Yiftach. The Mefarshim asks, why was Yiftach Zocha not to get a good answer? And the other two, says Rav Shach, because Shiduchim are all about Tefillah. It's all about Tefillah. Shiduchim are about Tefillah. So by those two, you're right, it was an unusual question, but it was a Tefillah, so that's why it was okay. Yiftach was not about Tefillah. So I thought maybe you could put that in here, because this Gemara is also showing the Koach HaTefillah when it comes to Shiduchim. You can menu acher barachamim. The Ritva says you can even change the Gzar Din. Okay, we'll have to talk more tomorrow about this concept related to Bechir Chafshus as well. Okay, we'll talk more about tomorrow, B'Hashem, and we'll stop here. I think we did okay getting.